Well, it is a great pleasure to have with us today a gentleman doing the good work here in Central Indiana. It is Miracle Ride season, and now hear this. Very proud to welcome the Executive Director of the Miracle Ride. Hello, Bill Kingery.
Hi, how are you?
You know, we're doing great, Bill. I cannot believe that we are in the middle of our 28th Miracle Ride. Can I ask, how many rides have you been on?
I have been on 27 out of the 28. Right, I should say I participated. I went the second year it started, and I got hooked after riding past Riley, and then I volunteered every year since then.
You know, there's probably a few tears.
Well, you know, what's interesting. I've always stated that even the toughest biker in the world can't get past that spot without tearing up. When you ride past, and what I remember most was a young boy. He was standing there, you know, cheering the biker's arm on with one hand and holding on to his portable IV with the other. Oh my goodness! The families that are there to support the riders who support them. I have one rider tell me, he says, when it comes to the Miracle Ride, you have two types of bikers. You have the criers, and you have the liars. I think that's true.
I would certainly agree. Bill Kingery is with us, the executive director of the Miracle Ride. All the info you need, miracleride.net. The event this year, 28th annual, is going to be on June 4th and June 5th. Bill, for those that might be new to the ride or just stop by the radio station here and want to hear a little more about it, how did this begin in 1994?
Well, it literally began with Rod Taylor. He's an attorney with the Bait, and he and a guy, Fairball, Balls was his nickname, they got together, and the very first sponsor was Southside, Indianapolis Southside Harley-Davidson, who has been a sponsor ever since. They've donated a bike every year, I believe, since the beginning.
Just incredible. Yeah, and we want to remind people, help out with the sponsors of the Miracle Ride, too. You can see who's involved when you go to MiracleRide.net. So how are we doing now in this semi-COVID world? I know it's thrown a wrench into everything, but I would expect a big turnout this June 5th.
Well, that's our anticipation. In 2019, we had 3,707 riders, and we turned in $250,000 that year. By the way, we're up to $6.9 million since we started, so we're quite proud of that. And you had mentioned sponsors previously. I got to tell you, because of our tremendous sponsors who more than cover the cost of the event, more than 100% of what the riders donate goes directly to Riley Children's Foundation. Even last year, in 2021, we had 1,235 riders, which is a big ride, but a third of what we normally do. And that was, again, primarily due to COVID and other factors. We still were able to turn in. When you look at $50 donation times 1,235, I mean, that's basically $61,000 and so forth. And we turned in $85,000 cash, plus we were able to give away, now this is amazing, Tom Wood Power Sports Outdoor Equipment, Tom Wood Aviation, and Tom Wood Subaru got together, pooled their resources, and they gave away 21 Stasic e-bikes, these little small little electric bikes to children,
yeah,
and gave them all away to Riley kids. And I tell you what, that's a day I will never forget. There was one family, their child had one, and the parents had told me that the child, he was fragile. I mean, he was too afraid to ride a bicycle, even with training wheels, for fear of getting hurt. And what got them and me was that when they presented this kid with this bike, his excitement for winning it far exceeded his fear of getting hurt. He hopped on that thing with his helmet and he took off like a rocket. I mean, it was a sight to see.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. The Miracle Ride will be on June 4th and June 5th. Bill Kingery is with us, the executive director. If people want to sign up, what is the process for that, Bill?
Well, it's quite simple. First of all, you can easily sign up at our website at miracleride.net, And eventually we're going to have to close the pre-registration, but then people can always sign up the days of the event. You know, this is a weekend event, and your registration covers both days. We have all the poker runs on Saturday, and on Saturday we literally have one coming out of Harley-Davidson of Valparaiso, France Harley-Davidson of Wabash, Indiana, Benson Motorcycles of Muncie, Indiana, Indianapolis Southside Harley-Davidson, of course, in Indianapolis, and Harley-Davidson of Bloomington. So I want everybody to know, if they want to put miles on their bike, join us on the Saturday, because on Sunday, you know, that's where we ride past Riley. We call it the big ride, but that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, because we'll start at 8 Second Saloon, ride past Riley, and again, this is where every sick kid that's well enough that wants to participate out there cheering these bikers on. And I got to tell you, I had one child tell me, he said, you know, he said, last year when you did the miracle ride, he goes, I was a patient. He was in the hospital at that time. Hmm. And then he said, I felt lucky to be a Riley kid.
Wow.
I mean, he was fighting all kinds of illnesses, and he said he felt lucky to be a Riley kid. And I mean, I was speechless. And so I talked to his mother afterwards and told her what he told me, and she said, yes, that's true. He was a patient last year, but because of his low immune system, he couldn't come out with the rest of the kids. He had to watch it through the upstairs window. Oh, my goodness. I mean, then speechless again. So what we tell our riders when we ride past is, by all means, wave at the children out in the out in front, but wave up at the windows too, because there's patients up there that are cheering them on with their faces pressed up against the glass. So it is quite honestly, it's life-changing, in my opinion.
The executive director of the Miracle Ride, Bill Kingery, is with us. My name is Gunner. Boy, the resiliency of sick children is absolutely amazing, and the good work they do at Riley's. You know, you think you got a tough spell going on in your life? Well, think about the battles those kids are going through at Riley's, and then, you know, be thankful for the blessings in your life. Our very own Tom Griswold has been a part of this, and Tom, Bob and Tom, yes, have been a part of the Miracle Ride for a long time, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Tom, I mean, he's been such a huge supporter of us, and this is even before his daughter needed help at Riley.
Yeah.
So he's our MC, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be our MC again this year.
Yeah, he'll be out there. The Miracle Ride going to be on June 4th and June 5th. The poker runs on the 4th, and then the big ride on the 5th. And you guys are going to begin again. Is that at the 8 Second Saloon?
Yes, we're going to start at 8 Second Saloon, and then this ride is completely escorted by police, meaning that they block off 10th Street both directions. And when you look at a ride this big, you know, people will say, well, you know, it's such a short ride. Well, it is. I mean, we say big ride tongue in cheek, but the main purpose is to ride past Riley to show those kids that they are supported by bikers, and our motto is hope happens when we ride. And that's so important to us, to show them that there's always hope, and then they have our support.
What does that feel like when you enter the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on your ride?
Well, actually, you know, that's something that I'm glad you brought up, because we no longer go around the Indianapolis 500 track. We're happy for the days that we could do that, but those days are unfortunately gone. In 2019, we had a couple of riders who took advantage of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's hospitality and sped around the track, disrespected the security there, and long story short, that put us on probation. And now that Penske owns the track, which again I completely understand, with the increased liability,
yep,
he just doesn't want the hassle. And again, I don't blame him at all, because it's a pretty big temptation to be on a motorcycle and go around the track to go faster than 30 miles an hour. And, you know, so we understand.
Absolutely. Bill Kingery is with us, executive director of the Miracle Ride. And then, Bill, go ahead and remind some of the riders that they could pull pledges for this event as well.
And double. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, tell them how to do that.
Well, on our website, we have a 2022, it's a pledge sheet, where you can literally have people sign up and give donations. You know, it's a $50 donation to ride in the ride, and there are other rides that are half that amount. But what we want everyone to understand is, again, 100%, more than 100% of what they donate goes directly to ride. The t-shirts paid for, food's paid for, everything's paid for, you know, by our sponsors. And so if a person says, well, I can't afford $50, well, then go to our website, pick up the pledge sheet. Everybody's got, each friend gives you $5, you've got your $50 right there. And what we understand is if a person uses the pledge sheet, they'll end up getting much more than what they anticipated on donating anyway.
Yeah. You know, we're all used to being in a workspace, and then somebody comes in with the Girl Scout cookie sheet.
Exactly correct. Yep.
And they lay it in the break room, and I would recommend if you're a blue-collar guy, white-collar guy, and you're back at the office, get that pledge sheet and sit it in the coffee break room and see what happens.
Yep. I agree. And the other way they can support us is go to Donato's, which is one of our other sponsors. They're doing the annual Miracle Ride cookie campaign where they're selling Cheryl's Buttercream cookies. It's $1 donation for each cookie or 6 for $5. Last year, Donato's donated approximately $11,500 by doing the annual cookie campaign.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. Plus the fact that their pizza is absolutely awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And I got to tell you, when it comes to our sponsors, oh my goodness. I mentioned Tom Wood, you know, Power Sports and of course, Outdoor Equipment, Subaru and Aviation as well. They're donating two, not one, but two. They're called UBCO. These are electric off-road motorcycles. These are dual-wheel drive. I've never seen anything like them.
Wow.
And they're donating two of them, one for the most money turned in prize and the other is for the second most money turned in prize. And like Hard Rock Casino, this is in Gary, Indiana. They're a primary sponsor. They donated $10,000 this year. And when you look at it, For their return. I mean, I post their ads on our Miracle Ride Facebook page, but these are people that just want to help. The Indianapolis Colts, they've supported us for years. The other one that I want to mention is the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. You know, we support their Ride Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign, as well as their Get Legal, Get Licensed campaigns. I mean, because these are good campaigns, because not only do they care about Riley kids, I mean, they care about bikers too. They care about those that are riding. You know, I work with wonderful people. I got to tell you, just wonderful people. And the other thing I want to mention, bikers, they are the most giving, the most caring, and the most patriotic people I've ever met. I love working with bikers.
28th annual Miracle Ride is going to happen June 4th and June 5th. We're going to have the poker runs on the 4th. And then, Bill, give us a little bit of the schedule for the big ride, as we say, tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. Well, we will start at 8 Second Saloon, and at 10 o'clock is when our ceremony starts. The Indianapolis Gordon, the 500 Pipers will be there. They are awesome. We have a Riley kid. This girl's going to sing the national anthem. And the Wayne Township Fire Department and Speedway Fire Department get together each year, and they hang that huge flag.
Yeah.
Which we ride under, and I got to tell you, that's a moment too. Riding under that flag as you take off to ride to Riley is it's quite touching. And what we will have at the actual ceremony, Tom Griswold will be the MC. We'll have Riley families up there. They'll be sharing their stories, and if we can work it out, the girl that's going to sing the national anthem, she wrote a song about the Riley wagon. If you go to the Miracle Ride Facebook page, you can listen to her sing that song.
Wow.
And my goodness, it's another one where you can't make it through that without tearing up.
Yeah.
So our goal is that she'll be able to sing that song as well. And we'll have Jay Jackson there. He's the executive director of Abate. He'll be on stage with us as well as others. So, and of course, the national anthem. We have an individual comes and sings that every year. And then we have a guy by the name of Dennis Riffey. He has ridden on this ride every year since the beginning. He rode on it, I believe, about 10 years before he had a child who ended up being a Riley kid. and who ended up succumbing to her illnesses, I believe, when she was 16. And what amazes me about dealing with Riley families is, even, because let's face it, not every story has a happy ending.
Yeah.
But even under those circumstances, the parents are grateful because they believe they've had their child longer than they would have if it weren't for Riley.
We are speaking with Bill Kingery, the executive director of the Miracle Ride. 28th annual Miracle Ride is going to happen June 4th and June 5th. The poker runs on the 4th and then the big ride on the 5th. Now, if somebody can't make it, but they want to help out, volunteer, or give money, how can they go about that, Bill?
Well, there's three ways that they can help Riley. One, of course, is donate. Obviously, we'd like it if you donated to the Miracle Ride so we can get so bikers can get credit,
yep,
if that makes sense. The other one is to volunteer. Now, with COVID, there's been some restrictions, but I believe that's opening up again. So volunteering, the parents, they're exhausted. I mean, absolutely exhausted. The children amaze me because you mentioned earlier their resilience. So that's their normal. Whatever their normal is their normal. But to be there and to volunteer, you know, one of the things that we strongly believe in, 50% of what we donate has been going to the child life specialists, and 50% to research. Now, why we chose to do this is the child life specialists, these are the ones that actually are there. They're playing with the kids. They're specialized in that area. They keep the kids from being bored. The parents can't be there all the time. And these are positions that are typically not covered by insurance because it's perceived as an additional, I guess, cost, whatever. And
yeah,
and they, to me, are the ones that truly give hope at Riley. And so we support that. Do we have time for a quick story?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I have two granddaughters that are Riley kids, and these are minimal. I mean, when you look, I don't care what it could be an ear tubes put in. You're still a Riley kid,
yeah, know,
no matter what the situation. So I have two granddaughters that are Riley kids, and one of them is a high anxiety, at least in her younger years, where literally a piece of fuzz on the bottom of the shower could freak her out. I mean, it was just unexplainable. And so we took her to like a child psychiatrist. And what was interesting is they said, well, get animals, you know, get pets. You know, they have now two dogs, they have a cat. And what's interesting is when you're running outside barefoot and you step in dog poop, now all of a sudden it puts things in perspective. The fuzz in the bottom of the shower is no longer a big deal.
Yeah.
And of course, pet therapy, it all worked. Well, we knew when we took her in, she was to go in for minor surgery, but they had to put her under. The vision we had was she would be dragged down the hallway, screaming, crying for the mother. My daughter was just about beside herself. So we get in there. The child life specialist comes in. She introduces herself. She has two little gifts, one for each granddaughter, even though only one was going to have surgery. So they knew that ahead of time. And she sat down and she talked with my granddaughter, got to know her, and she brought with her a mask, because the biggest fear that children have going into surgery is having the mask put over their face. So she had the mask. And she had like 10 different chapsticks with different flavors, colors, and smells. And she had my granddaughter smell each one, and which is your favorite? And she says, okay, you like this one? Well, then put that inside the mask, rub it all inside the mask. And then my granddaughter put the mask over her face herself, smelling the smells and getting used to the mask. And then she got stickers, which she was able to put over the mask, which was her mask for surgery. And when it came time to go to surgery, the child life specialist stood up, held out her hand. My granddaughter took it, and they walked down the hallway.
Aww.
And when they turned the corner, the last thing I heard was my granddaughter laughing.
Aww.
The last thing I heard was my daughter saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Yeah, that's wow. That's an incredible story. People doing the good work. And, you know, we've got to take care of our kids. We have to take care of our elderly, our older parents as well. And, you know, Bill Kingery with us, the executive director of the Miracle Ride. What I love about events like this, all of these, and I don't care what news channel you want, they want to divide us. They want to divide us. And I'll tell you what, it's a tiny group of people on the far left and a tiny group of people on the far right. And in the middle, here we are, and we're all doing the good work. And I wish those people in Washington would just get on with business, because we take care of our business with events like this. When it's crunch time, Americans get together and do the right thing. So you know what my wife and I have done, Bill? We've stopped watching the news. We know the big we know the big events that are going on, but you know what? I love my neighbors, I love my family, but we get together and we have barbecue and everybody gets along fine. And at the Miracle Ride, you got people from all walks of life doing the good work.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And again, they're together for one cause, one mission. And because hope happens when we ride.
That is it. The event, the 28th annual Miracle Ride, going to be June 4th and 5th. The poker runs on the 4th, and then the big ride on the 5th that will start at 8 Second Saloon. Bill, is there still time if somebody wants to become a sponsor or get on a T-shirt?
Yes, there's still time, but there's very little. Okay. We have so many T-shirts to print that if they want to be a T-shirt sponsor, they really need to act on it. Literally within today, tomorrow, or by the end of this week. But we'll always accept donations, heavens yes. And the other thing, too, is we can always set you up for next year. The other thing we do is we promote our sponsors year-round. It's not just we don't just support them until the event and then it's over. If you can look on the Miracle Ride Facebook page, you'll see where I'm posting all kinds of reposts of our sponsors, what they're doing. And we do this as a way to thank our sponsors and support our sponsors for supporting us.
And again, if we want to follow you on Facebook, we're just looking for Miracle Ride Foundation.
Yep. You type that in, and it'll take you right to us.
All right. Well, Bill Kingery has been our guest today, the executive director of the Miracle Ride. Get all your info. You can donate. You can get those pledge sheets if you're going to be a rider, and fill those up. Go to miracleride.net. That is miracleride.net. And again, the 28th annual Miracle Ride will be June 4th, the poker runs, and the 5th will be the big ride. And Bill Kingery, thank you so much for your leadership, and thank you for heading up this event.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And if you're looking for an additional way to help Riley Children's Hospital, might I recommend Rock for Riley? Michigander will be the performer at the Hi-Fi Annex with Public Universal Friend on Friday, May 27th. Now, in addition to hearing some great music, 100% of the proceeds from the event will benefit Riley Hospital for Children in its areas of greatest need and will help ensure happy, healthy lives for kids in Indiana and across the country. So bring your friends and you can join them, listen to some great music for the kids. Again, this will be at the Hi-Fi Annex on Friday, May 27th. You can get more info, downtownindy.org. And Rock for Riley is a philanthropy group run entirely by students at the IU School of Medicine. All the proceeds benefit Riley Hospital for Children. Rock for Riley founded in 2004, and they organized its first show featuring Carl Denson's Tiny Universe at the Vogue Theater. Rock for Riley has been proud to host a lineup of outstanding artists in the subsequent years, including the Kings of Leon, Wilco, My Morning Jacket, and the Avett Brothers. Now, if you'd like to reach out with any questions or to discuss sponsorship opportunities benefiting Riley, you can email rfr@iu.edu. That is rfr@iu.edu. And once again, Rock for Riley presenting Michigander at the Hi-Fi Annex will happen Friday, May 27th at 7 p.m. Another event coming to Central Indiana, it'll happen in Franklin, the Memorial Day Mile 2022. This will be Monday, May 30th. The Memorial Day Mile has more finishers than any other mile race in Indiana, and it was the 9th largest mile race in America in 2019. Now, last year, almost 1,000 runners and walkers finished the race. The Memorial Day Mile in Franklin started in 2015. This year, there will be a 9 a.m. female competitive mile. You must be able to run under 10 minutes for 1 mile. That will be followed up at 9:20 a.m. by a male competitive mile. And then at 9:40 a.m. is the family walk, jog, or run. And then there will be a Memorial Day service on the Johnson County Courthouse lawn at 11 a.m. Entry fees are $12 for 18 plus and $6 for under 18. Every participant will get a Memorial Day Mile t-shirt and a finisher medal. Shirt and bib pickup is going to be the Sunday before the race from 1 to 4 p.m. and from 7:15 to 8:30 a.m. on race day. This will be in the large parking lot by the start line. And unfortunately, there are no pets allowed at this event. Public restrooms will be available. The Memorial Mile is here to connect thankful citizens with Memorial Day observance and giving family and friends an opportunity to come together in downtown Franklin to walk, jog, run. Memorial Day Mile Incorporated is a tax-exempt 501c3 organization. You can sign up or donate at runsignup.com. That would be runsignup.com. And then just search for Memorial Day Mile. This has been Gunner. So good to be here on Now Hear This. You can get a hold of me, Gunner, at iHeartMedia.com. We will be back next week. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Now Hear This.